Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Burton Folsom. Bert Folsom is the author of New Deal or Raw Deal and many other books, FDR Goes to War, the follow-up to New Deal or Raw Deal, and on and on. His books are very important, and I encourage you to check them out wherever books are sold. Bert is a professor of history at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Hillsdale, Michigan. Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Good.
So what we have is fundamentally, Bert, to use Gary Harp's five-step problem-solving program, defining the problem is we have an education system in America that is not serving the marketplace.
That's right.
And that's whether it's K through 12, whether it's undergraduate. I'm not going to speak to graduate. That's another issue. But K through 12, undergraduate, the system is not serving the marketplace. More and more businesses are saying the students coming out of school are not capable of doing the job. All right, so that's one problem. Then we go to the undergraduate situation. We've got colleges and universities that are not doing their job, but yet they're charging a lot of money because kids can borrow the money to pay those fees. That's number two. Number three, we don't have a place for a lot of these people to go to work if they're qualified or not.
Well, in the old days, you could have entrepreneurs creating jobs, and then that would create the market.
Yep.
That happened in the 1920s. We had 11% unemployment after World War II, but then all of a sudden you get the development of refrigerators and yep. air conditioning and sliced bread and all of this, and markets expand.
Yep.
But if you're going to tax heavily at one end and thus stifle entrepreneurship, and then you're going to churn out graduates, many of which are not qualified. You're going to end up, and of course we've talked about the political bias that enters into this as well. The colleges are not serving the marketplace because of the liberal.
Why do you think the political bias is contributing to the poor results of education? I agree with you about the political bias. I have too many stories that I hear about these things. I believe that it is there, but why are you saying that it affects the quality of the education?
Because it's the college experience doesn't become one of seeking knowledge and evaluating arguments. It becomes one of indoctrination.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I have a friend who's a minister. His daughter is no lightweight. I mean, she can hold her own. She wanted to become a poli-sci major, and she joined the program and started taking classes. She was the only conservative in the class, the students and the professors. And she was so browbeaten by these people, they would not have an honest debate with her. She dropped out of the program.
I'll bet you the listeners in your show today, everybody has an anecdotal story, something mm-hmm. like that. It could be their own child, a neighbor, a friend they've talked about. This is widespread, and what you just described occurs on campus after campus.
So you're saying they're not getting the full experience.
No.
Debate, because see, that's the way it was when I went to college. I went to college with a bunch of these ideas that were implanted in my head by my parents, right?
Right.
By the time I graduated, I'd been exposed to a lot of other ideas. We debated them, we talked about them, and I wasn't indoctrinated by anybody. I had my own way of thinking about things.
Right, and some you accepted, and some you probably thought, no, I think I like the way I was doing it before.
Right.
And college becomes a way that you read and you evaluate and you think about these things.
That's right. And somebody asked me why I was not a liberal. I said, because I learned to read. And
well, see, we know that phonics. See, some of these problems are resolvable. At the early ages, we know that phonics, an extra emphasis on phonics, is the way to encourage kids to read.
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned to read.
But see, we've moved away from phonics. In other words, in many schools, in some states, they even try to prevent it. If you're going to sit there and move kids into ways that don't work, then of course you're going to get bad results. And then the colleges end up having to deal with that problem, too.
Exactly. So that's one. What's another reason why we're underserving? How about the teachers' unions?
Well, the teachers' unions are
in the K-12.
And we've seen this in state after state, that they jack up the price of education, and the teachers not add anywhere near the value that is being forced upon the consumers to have to pay for it. We can see this because charter schools, and when you get the private schools, and even homeschooling, all are growing because they offer a successful alternative to public education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do we do about this, Bert?
Well, Hillsdale College takes no federal aid. That's one thing. You get the federal government out of that process, and the dictation that we are getting coming in, that's part of the solution. That helps. The alternatives help. Your choice is always good, Jim. You talk about the age of the consumer. The age of the consumer means you have choices. And choices help, too. If you under the system that President Obama is trying to promote here, you're going to end up having everybody, all colleges moving in the same direction. They're all taking federal aid. It's like the whole concept of the Common Core. We're going to force you to do these sorts of things,
right,
or you'll receive no federal aid.
So,
that's not giving choices.
So you're saying that the political solution, which is what we're going to talk about next, we should be concerned about the political solution rather than the practical solutions.
I think that they're both. They're political solutions and practical solutions.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you what those are, and we come back. President Obama has a plan. Is it going to work, or does it look like Obamacare for education? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.